The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. Let's talk about investing in your kitchen. When you're planning a kitchen remodel, your wish list can get pretty long. So what are some musts?
No, that's a really good question. And to your point about a long wish list, you want to make sure you're not trying to squeeze too much into the space you have.
Right. You don't want to overcrowd. You want some room to maneuver in there.
Right, right. So, like, for example, if you're planning to add an island, make sure it's surrounded by at least 3 feet of space on all sides, and make sure you can walk around your dishwasher even when it's fully open. And, you know, if you're not sure about what will push your kitchen over the line from full to stuffed, we'll have a link at houselogic.com/radio to some guidelines from the Kitchen and Bath Association, so you ensure that, you know, you have 15 inches of landing area around your microwave and refrigerator. So, because you have to consider those things, you know, like the fridge requires 4 feet of floor space.
Yeah. You don't want one of those situations where you open the oven on Thanksgiving and find out you can't open the refrigerator at the same time. I've seen
exactly.
that in some galley kitchens. Not pleasant. So what else should you plan for in your kitchen?
Well, open shelving is really popular, and it really can look amazing, especially if you want to show off a stunning collection of cookware, or, you know, you just want to personalize things. But I just recommend that you do some strategic planning around open shelving, because it's best for those items you use often, plates, coffee cups, things like that. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're going to go nuts with all the dust that collects on everything.
Okay. Likewise, you probably don't want to leave your lowest cabinets open, because they're harder to reach and clean, and they're going to fill with dust.
Yeah, Gil, you're exactly right. You're a wise man.
No, I'm not a wise man. I've just been assigned that task. That's all.
So one other thing you want to consider and not make an afterthought when you're planning your kitchen is mm-hmm. the garbage.
Interesting. Now, do you mean making sure you have a convenient and rather discreet place for it?
Exactly, because you don't want to have this gorgeous kitchen workspace, but no handy, out-of-sight place for your garbage. And whether that's your, you know, a plastic can or a compactor, you just want to make sure if you're working with a designer or with a remodeler directly, you just want to make sure you allocate space for it. Maybe it's under the sink. And by the way, sliding systems are really great if you do that. Or, you know, might want to plan for a custom-cut hole in your countertop, so disposal is really easy.
You know, another feature that's really easy to overlook, but it's so, so, so important, that's just venting.
Yeah. So cooking dinner for a family of four can release more than a pint of water into the air. And when you're using a gas range, you're doubling that, plus you're adding carbon monoxide. So proper venting is important, because all that liquid and moisture can seep into the walls, the ceilings, and, you know, you could potentially have problems with mold and mildew. So you just want to make sure that remodel includes a ventilation system, and that it's properly installed to the outdoors, so that it's, you know, keeps your kitchen cleaner and protects your home structural integrity.
What about color? I mean, what should you keep in mind when you're painting your kitchen?
Well, I think it's really tempting to want to paint your kitchen your favorite color, or maybe even the color of the year. And yes, there is a color of the year. And for 2015, it's Marsala, which is a deep wine red. And that's from the Color Forecasting Institute called the Pantone Color Institute. But having said that, those kinds of colors are nice for accessories or accessorizing. But it's really smart to choose a neutral color palette. So shades like white, beige, and gray as the foundation for your kitchen, they open up, like I said, all this opportunity for accessorizing, but maintain the value of your home.
Yeah, if you have that kind of timeless color, you've got the most opportunity to change up details within the kitchen, and it's going to market best when it comes time to sell.
Right. And, you know, neutral colors can really help with space issues. Like, you've got a tiny kitchen. White, bone, and cream shades reflect light, and they can make it feel more spacious. And neutral colors are also a great choice for kitchens that open up to other rooms. You know how so many of us have kitchens with great rooms. And so these neutral colors will complement everything.
Great tips, Christina. You can go to houselogic.com/radio for even more info on kitchen remodels. And, of course, follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. And, Christina, looking forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.